For most of human history, the movement of the sun, moon, and planets has been used to measure time. But even the ancients knew that the rotating Earth was not 100% accurate. That's where Tom O'Brien comes in. And his story is today's edition of The American Countryside.
Can you tell if this burger contains bacteria that could cause kidney failure? Listen. Can't, can you? You can't see it either. There's only one way to tell if you've cooked meat and poultry to a bacteria-killing temperature. Use a food thermometer. It's not an extra step or a nice to have. Raw or undercooked meat may contain bacteria that can make you very sick or worse. 1 in 6 Americans will get sick from food poisoning this year, and roughly 3,000 will die. But you can keep your family safer by using a food thermometer every time. Learn more about this and other important information. Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. That's foodsafety.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Not enough time.
Since the beginning of time, people have complained that either time seems to fly by or time stands still. Something has to keep track of exactly how fast time is passing.
For the great majority of human history, the most accurate clock has been the rotation of the Earth. That is a very, very good clock. It's been far better than any clock that a human being could develop until atomic clocks were made.
Tom O'Brien is chief of the Time and Frequency Division at the National Institute of Standards and Technology in Boulder, Colorado. Although the ancients used the Earth to tell time, they realized something we can now confirm today. The Earth's rotational clock is slowly winding down.
Turns out that the Earth's rotation changes a little bit every day, usually on the order of a millionth of a second or so, microsecond or so. That might not seem like a lot, but in our modern technology, we need atomic clocks that are better than the Earth's rotation at keeping track of time.
Most people say, why does having a clock this accurate really matter?
When you make a cell phone call, you're relying on those networks being synchronized to a millionth of a second per day to be able to hand off the telephone call from one cell station to the next. When you flip on an electric power switch to turn on the lights or turn on your computer or other electrical appliances, you're tapping into a grid that spans the continent with more than 10,000 generating stations. They have to be synchronized to better than a millionth of a second per day.
And global positioning systems must be accurate to a billionth of a second each day in order to precisely pinpoint locations. More next time as we travel the countryside. In Boulder, Colorado, I'm Andrew McCray.